So kind of set up that day for us. His actions that he took really, I think, impacted the life and safety of a lot of residents in the community of Alpha, right, including school children at 8:20 in the morning when all this stuff was going down.
Right. It was on 150, which is our main thoroughfare through town, which everybody's traveling on. They're going into the post office or going downtown to get a drink or whatever. And they got all the school children on the road. And had he not been stopped, who knows what would have happened? Gun hanging out the window and so forth. It impacted so many children. I mean, if he'd have taken just one or two lives going through town with, you know, a child being killed, who's to say that child wasn't going to be the next mayor of Alpha or the next president? Who knows? So, you know, so grateful to be for the hero that he was for the town of Alpha.
And I didn't realize, as the story is told today, he was basically off duty heading home. And then he had to make a decision to get involved, and then he had to make a decision where to deploy those spike strips, and he said, I got to get those outside of town.
Right, yeah. When he got the call, as I understand, he was actually almost through town, turned around and headed back south of town about a mile, and at the last intersection prior to reaching Alpha is where he set up his sticks.
So when people say you're driving through Alpha, you're driving through the Deputy Nicholas Wiest Memorial Highway, that's pretty neat, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it really is. Just the thought that, you know, here's a person who gave his life basically to save Alpha. And that's really what it was all about.